This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand, joined now by Alex Chadwick. Alex, welcome to your program. And what is the story you have about a photographer and his obsession?
Madeline, thank you, and it's nice to see you again. And first, this is a story that we've been noting on the air over the last couple of days that you will get more out of the story if you go online, because you can follow along, Radio with Pictures. NPR.org, pull down the tab that says Day to Day, and you'll learn about Chris Rainier, a photographer who was the last assistant to the great American landscape photographer Ansel Adams 20 years ago, gone on to his own career, war photographer, arts photographer, was in Iraq earlier this year. He has a particular interest in traditional cultures, and now he has a book out about tattoos and body modification in old cultures and in contemporary life in this country. It's called Ancient Marks. And when he came into our studio, I asked him about the place of tattoos in traditional culture in remote parts of the world and in our modern lives today, where these old body markings now are young and fresh and hip.
We're living in a very interesting part of the 21st century when ancient cultures, tribal cultures, indigenous cultures are really stepping back into themselves. They're having an amazing, amazing renaissance of their traditional ways. And one of the ways that they show it is with tattooing. And then what we find also in modern culture is that people are in search of a new direction. They're in search of meaning. They're in search of a kind of sense of ritual, a sense of initiation. Hence, the whole explosion of tattooing, body marking, body modification, all sorts of things along those lines. So I think there is a comparison. There is a comparison in the sense of looking for identity, looking for meaning in their life, looking for a sense of belonging to a group, whether it's gangs in East LA, kids in Middle America in the malls, or cultures as ancient as tribes in the deepest part of Africa.
In our culture, I think there's a perception, whether this is justified or not, that tattooing is popular with people who are down and out or people who feel themselves to be down and out. But in these traditional cultures, maybe it's more a reflection of status. And
indeed, status. And many, many of the traditions are when you go from childhood into adulthood, or adulthood into an elite status of being a warrior. So it is prestigious. And in fact, in many traditional cultures around the world, they believe that the body is incomplete until it has been tattooed. It is a canvas in which to have a reflection of who you are, your clan, your tribe, your village, your family. So it's interesting to note that, because in our culture, obviously we consider the body to be sacred, and in certain arenas it's taboo to even mark it. So you have that on one side, and then you also have in our contemporary culture a whole belief that, well, I don't look beautiful, so I need to modify it. So there's, you know, breast implants, there's facelifts, and now the trend, of course, is radical tattooing or even body modification, where people are inserting metal under their skin or having lip plates put in or branding. So it's very interesting. What is the perception of what is beautiful and what is ugly and what is accepted in a culture?
Let me look at one of these images with you. Here's a three-page spread you have of a man who's sitting against a white background. He's wearing a kind of a loincloth, and he's tattooed all around his body. Who is this guy?
This is a fellow from Borneo, and in Borneo they have a long history of headhunting. And this is a particular person from the Dayak culture. And he's young. What began to happen is that many of the older generation were tattooed, and tattooing is very integral to headhunting. It began to die off after the Second World War. Much like many traditional cultures around the world, the younger generation are picking up the old traditions, one of them being tattooing, as a sort of form of showing we are Maori, we are Dayak, and saying...
He's not headhunting anymore.
Exactly.
That's forbidden.
But they believe in their culture, they want to maintain their culture, and one of the most visible ways to do that is to tattoo themselves.
How long would it have taken this young man to get tattooed like this? Because these are very intricate, beautiful tattoos. They cover a lot of his body.
Often years. For example, with the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia, it takes up to 3 years of several sessions a week to completely cover their body. For him, I imagine it would have taken almost a year.
You mentioned the Japanese gangsters, the Yakuza. There's a shot you have here, a nude of the mistress of a Japanese gangster. She's sitting with her back to the camera, very intricately wrought, her whole back covered with images. I just wonder how you get to find people like that, because these images are meant to be covered, I would imagine, except in the presence of her lover.
With the Japanese mafia, it took me literally several years to track down a lot of resistance, obviously, in the beginning, and slowly and surely built up a level of trust, built up a relationship where they said, finally, great, come on in. And once I was embedded, so to speak, with them, I had open access to almost anybody I wanted. This particular woman, the mistress, we had set up a shot in a hotel room, and we had a beautiful setup with her, yet I was surrounded by security guards and kept, close eye on me and every move I made.
Nothing was going to go on with the photographer and the model.
Absolutely. My life was in danger.
There's another image here I'd like you to talk about. It's of a Polynesian islander, a man. He's just amazingly marked. And only in the credits at the back of the book did I find out he's from Los Angeles, for heaven's sakes. He's a tattoo artist.
Exactly. And this wonderful person is Freewind, and his name is Freewind, and he owns one of the top tattoo parlors here in Los Angeles and is certainly known throughout the country. And for me, I was just fascinated with his tattoos. He is part Cherokee, so he's got some traditional Native American tattooing as well as Polynesian tattooing. And I thought he was an excellent sort of bridge between ancient culture and contemporary culture. And there's a lot of appropriation going on. And what I mean by that is many people in search of their roots or hoping to find roots will appropriate whether it's Celtic tattooing, Polynesian tattooing, or even tattooing from India and other parts of Asia. And by putting it on their body, they hope that they can find some more meaning in a world that they think has gone crazy.
Chris Rainier's book on tattoos and scarification and how we alter our bodies is called Ancient Marks. Chris Rainier, thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
You're very welcome.
Alex Chadwick with that interview, and a reminder that you can see a selection of Chris Rainier's photos at our website, npr.org.